This is Kent Lacourse, along with Bill Satterley. I'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you enjoyed the first hour. Hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We've got some fine modern jazz to play for you. I'm going to continue my salute to that great bop artist, Charlie Parker, who wrote some jazz classics over the years. And this is a Charlie Parker composition called Confirmation that's been played countless times down through the years by jazz musicians, and it's a classic. You hear it everywhere. This is done by Joel Farrell on tenor sax from his album Four Birds and a Monk. By that, it means he played four tunes by the bird Charlie Parker and one tune by Thelonious Monk. And he's got quite a group with him. Stanley Cowell on piano, John Hurt on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. By the way, Roy Haynes backed up Charlie Parker for a couple of years, so he has really experience with these compositions. Let's listen to Joel Farrell on tenor sax do Charlie Parker's Confirmation.
Thank you.
To another classic Charlie Parker composition called Confirmation with Joe Farrell on tenor sax, and also some fine piano work there by Stanley Cowell.
I'm going to play something with the distinct sound, trombone sound of Kay Windy and J.J. Johnson from a CD entitled Nuff Said, and it features them both on trombone, Dick Katz on piano, and Al Harwood drums doing Out of This World. Kay Winning and J.J. Johnson, Out of This World. And the only bad thing about this CD, even though there's 17 different cuts, is they're all 2 to 3 minute cuts.
Yeah, don't get a chance to stretch out and get a little more solo work from those guys, because they're both great. Okay, we're going to do something by trumpet man Clark Terry. Clark Terry was on the road with Count Basie for about 4 or 5 years, and he was on the road with Duke Ellington for about 9 years. So when he had a chance to cut an album on the Prestige label, he called it Serenade to a Bus Seat, because believe me, he put a lot of time on buses with Count Basie and Duke Ellington. This is another Charlie Parker composition called Donna Lee. And Clark Terry is joined by Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Whitten Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Let's listen to Charlie Parker's Donna Lee.
Thank you.
heard Clark Terry on trumpet, Johnny Griffin on tenor sax just rip through Charlie Parker's composition, Donna Lee. And if you were listening to the drummer, you heard Philly Joe Jones really rock on that one.
One of the best flugelhorn players around is Red Rodney, and he's has a Chesky CD out entitled Then and Now. The tune I'm going to play is one called Marmaduke, and it features him on flugelhorn, Chris Potter on sax, Gary Dahl on piano, Jay Anderson bass, and Jimmy Madison drums. Marmaduke.
Thank you.
I'm afraid I stole your thunder, because that Marmaduke was written by Charlie Parker. So that was a no-no on my part. Red Rodney doing a Charlie Parker composition, Marmaduke.
I'm glad you did it, because I couldn't run that particular composition down, so that helps fill out my Charlie Parker collection. Okay, we're going to do something now by alto sax band Art Pepper from his contemporary album, Art Pepper Plus 11. It doesn't mean plus 11 musicians. It means they played 11 standard classic bop compositions. And Charlie Parker had a way with titling tunes. Since he was nicknamed Bird, he wrote a song called Ornithology. And so after he wrote that, he followed it up with Anthropology. And so this is Art Pepper with a little big band headed up by Marty Paich, who did the arranging and conducting with a whole host of outstanding West Coast artists. Let's listen to Art Pepper do Anthropology. Charlie Parker's composition, Anthropology, done by Art Pepper. Normally Art plays alto sax. He put down his alto and plays some great clarinet on that particular track from a contemporary album called Art Pepper Plus 11.
The sound of that tune is a very distinct West Coast sound, and I think, which I enjoy, but it's more harmonious, more melodic, I think, more structured. So I'm going to play something following up with some more West Coast artists. Chet Baker on trumpet, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Ron Carter bass, Hubert Laws flute, just to name a few. They're going to play a standard jazz tune, Tangerine.
Thank you.
was Chet Baker playing Tangerine, and I'd have to admit I'm not a fan of electric piano, but it's not usually a sound. We usually hear acoustic on piano. The backed up by Paul Desmond on alto sax, and if you listen to Desmond and Jimmy Giuffre, and Giuffre wasn't on this particular cut, they get a very distinct sound out of their respective instruments, alto sax and clarinet.
We'll do something now by piano man, piano artist Phineas Newborn from his contemporary album, A World of Jazz Piano. And this is a Charlie Parker composition called Cheryl, with a fine rhythm section of Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Charlie Parker's Cheryl, done by Phineas Newborn on piano, backed up by Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, from a contemporary album called A World of Piano.
West Coast Records came out with a series called the West Coast Classics, and this one features Bob Gordon, and the name of the tune is Meet Mr. Gordon. It features Jack Montrose. And Montrose plays tenor, Bob Gordon plays baritone, Paul Muir piano, Joe Mondragon bass, and Billy Schneider on drums doing a tune entitled Meet Mr. Gordon. Montrose Sextet doing a tune entitled Mr. Gordon, which of course featured Bob Gordon on baritone sax.
All right, we're going to do something now by alto sax man Sonny Chris, who was a great disciple of Charlie Parker, knew all his compositions up and down and played in the Charlie Parker style. This is a Charlie Parker composition called Scrapple from Apple from Sonny's prestige album Up and Down, and it also includes Cedar Walton on piano. So let's listen to Sonny Chris doing Scrapple from Apple.
Thank you.
Sonny Chris on alto sax doing Charlie Parker's Scrapple from Apple. You also heard from Cedar Walton on piano and Tal Farlow on guitar on that track.
I'm going to finish up my portion of the Feeling of Jazz tonight with the Barney Kessel contemporary CD entitled To Swing or Not to Swing, Volume 3. And 1, 2, and 3 are worth buying. They're really great. So the name of the tune is Moten Swing, and it features Barney Kessel on guitar, Sweets Edison on trumpet, Bill Perkins on tenor, Jimmy Rowles piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Shelly Mann drums. Moten Swing with Barney Kessel.
Okay, well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee. We've got to close out our show, and time has run out. We're going to close it out with another Charlie Parker composition called Billy's Bounce, done by the Red Garland Quintet that included Donald Byrd on trumpet and John Coltrane on tenor sax. Let's listen to Billy's Bounce.